colleagues, is there any further discussion? This is a resolution. Carla, please call the roll.
This is phenomenal work, and I'm very happy to support it. Thank you to the Oregon Ready Coalition for bringing attention to this opportunity, to all the legal service providers participating in the Universal Representation Project, to my colleagues on the council for funding the initial allocation, and to Commissioner Udaly and her staff for looking into this program and bringing it to us. Thanks also to the Vera Institute for Justice and just everybody who's been involved in this. We're all sharing the urgency of doing things, practical things that can help, and I particularly appreciate the statistics that were given showing the outcomes even in the first 3 months. So thank you very much to all. I'm very happy to support it. Thanks also to Yesenia Carrillo and my staff, who is particularly expert in this area because she worked in an immigration law office before joining my staff, and I appreciate her guidance to me. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
I also very much appreciate this resolution and will be voting in support of it. I still want to put on the record that there are others in our community that need legal representation as well. And I hope that the City Council, my colleagues, won't stop at just making sure that we're providing legal representation for immigrants who are facing deportation. That is an important issue. But we also have people who are being harmed in our community by police and by other government agencies that are right here in the city of Portland. And those people deserve legal representation as well. And I hope we will broaden the conversation so that we can make sure that no one in the community who's being harmed are not receiving their due process through our legal process. Aye.
Udaly.
I like to put things in very simple terms. We've just heard a lot of information and statistics. Our federal government is criminalizing immigrants and refugees. They're violating their constitutional rights. As criminals, they would have a right to representation, and they certainly have a right to due process regardless. However, we don't supply them with that. And so this effort around universal representation seeks to remedy that situation. I'm so proud of the work that Equity Corps of Oregon has done, and for they're continuing to be on the front line of protecting some of the most vulnerable immigrants in our community. Building the first universal representation program from the ground up was no easy task and continues to be challenging. Yet this powerhouse group of attorneys and advocates are doing just that, while also simultaneously defending the rights of asylum seekers wrongfully detained in Sheridan this summer, fighting the attempted repeal of our sanctuary state laws on the ballot, and much more. As we've discussed, supporting the universal defense of immigrants facing deportation is about safeguarding everyone's constitutional right to due process. It's about declaring our values and allocating resources accordingly. It is about saying no to family separation and undue trauma in our communities. I appreciate that Governor Brown has included universal representation in her proposed budget, and I'm pleased to continue to support this work. Joining the SAFE network gives us access to additional tools and potential resources, but it's also an opportunity to show the great work happening right here in Portland as a model for other cities. So thank you again to my colleagues, thank you to our presenters today, and all who continue to push this work forward. I vote aye. The item is passed. And